Viewer discretion is advised.
Around the cycle of the news to where we almost become sick of them. What happened to the stories that dominated the news for such a long time? Did they ever figure out what the actor or actress's death was caused by? Who was the killer in that string of murders? Does the legendary creature exist, or was it made up by someone simply seeking attention? How did that one person die? Welcome to The Aftermath, where we hop in our time machines and figure out what ended up happening in the news stories we followed so intently and then never heard the ending to due to life smacking us in the face with more happenings. Forgotten story.
Night of August 9th, 1969. Manson joins the family to slay the LaBiancas. On the evening of August 9th, Manson joined his followers on a nearly 3-hour drive across the greater Los Angeles area.
Shotgun! Smack her, I call it for a shotgun!
Oh, 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Oh, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around.
From Spawn Ranch, they drove to the beach.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how.
And then to Pasadena before settling on the neighborhood of Los Feliz. Supposedly, Manson stopped multiple times to look into different homes and even a church before deciding on the home of Leno LaBianca. Manson and Watson entered the house first and tied up LaBianca and his wife.
That's nasty.
Before other members of the family joined them. After committing the act, Watson carved "War" into Mr. LaBianca's stomach, and some family members used his blood to write "Rise" and "Death to Pigs," as well as the misspelled "Helter Skelter" on the walls and refrigerator door. Night of August 9th, 1969. Manson attempts to continue the second spree. Immediately following the LaBianca crime, Manson and follower Linda Kasabian traveled up to Sylmar so they could plant LaBianca's wallet in what Manson thought was a predominantly black neighborhood. They then drove to Venice so Manson could commit a second slaying that same night. The cult leader wanted to attack an actor friend of Kasabian, but his plans were foiled when Kasabian purposefully entered the wrong apartment. The family chose not to attack again that night, instead choosing to ditch all remaining evidence of their crimes. They hitched a ride back to Spawn Ranch in the early hours of August 16, 1969. Although the media depicted the attacks as ritualistic crimes, the police failed to draw a connection between the two.
Dumbass!
Authorities were monitoring members of the Manson family, however, but not for the Tate and LaBianca incidents. Instead, the group was wanted for stealing VW car parts to convert them into dune buggies.
Little dune buggy in the sand. A little blue dune buggy in my hand.
Around dawn on August 16th, police raided Spawn Ranch, arresting Manson and many of his followers. When Manson asked police why he was being apprehended, he was relieved to learn of the theft charges against him. Unfortunately, the Spawn Ranch search warrant listed the wrong date, so Manson and his family were freed. Late August 1969, Spawn Ranch foreman Shorty Shea is murdered. Shea was hired to watch the horses at Spawn Ranch, but the burgeoning stunt performer and ranch hand simultaneously kept an eye on the Manson family. After their arrest on the property for theft charges, Manson was certain that Shea had tipped off police. For Manson, this perceived tip-off was the excuse he needed to eliminate the ranch hand.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
While rumors initially circulated that Manson and some of his followers mutilated Shea, Manson acolytes,
damn!
Steve Grogan explained in 1977 that Shea had only been fatally stabbed. Grogan eventually drew a map which led police to Shea's remains. While neither Manson nor his followers had been apprehended for the slayings, the cult leader still felt an impending threat. Before they could be caught by police, Manson packed up his family.
Come and listen to my story about a man named
Charlie.
A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bumbling crew. Oil, that is, black gold. Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Charlie's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Charlie, move away from there.
And moved to Barker Ranch in Death Valley. The area was fairly inaccessible and thus served as the perfect hideout. Because of this seclusion, transporting food and supplies to the area was a massive undertaking. While on Barker Ranch, the cult lived in an old school bus.
On the magic school bus.
Half a gator nostril.
I'm on the magic school bus.
And a rundown cabin. Manson enlisted his followers to dig holes in the desert in search of a bottomless pit.
Dumbasses.
Family member Leslie Van Houten later explained that they were inspired by the biblical book of Revelation. Late 1969, Manson relocates the family to a desert ranch. It talked about a hole in the desert or going to the kingdom.
Dumbass.
We started looking.
Dumbass.
What's underneath the area? And we found out there was the Amargosa River and blind fish and all kinds of things that just made us believe that there was a whole world underneath.
Dumbass!
And that some of the Montezuma's people are already under there waiting for us.
Dumbass!
October 1969. Police raid the family's desert hideout. After the family vandalized a park vehicle, rangers convinced the local sheriff's department to raid the family's makeshift campground on Barker Ranch. During the initial raid, police arrested 13 family members on charges of grand theft auto. But at the time, Manson was either not on the grounds or was in hiding. On October 12, California Highway Patrol Officer James Purcell returned to the ranch for another investigation. There, he found Manson hiding in a cupboard. At this point, no one suspected that Manson and his followers were in any way associated with the Tate-LaBianca slayings. November 1969. Susan Atkins brags about the Tate-LaBianca crimes.
Dumbass!
While in custody after being apprehended at Barker Ranch, Susan Atkins boasted of her involvement in the Tate-LaBianca slayings.
Dumbass!
Even fabricating some gruesome claims that have since entered into Manson legend, including that she herself stabbed Tate.
Or you're getting in that car or my foot is getting in your ass!
Oh, Eric.
I have never been prouder. It's like watching you hit your first home run. If you'd ever done that.
She was eventually arrested for murder. Prior to her end, Atkins rescinded her claim that she was the main perpetrator in the Tate-LaBianca crimes. Watson wrote in his book that while she was present at Cielo Drive, she never even entered the LaBianca home.
A wandering band of members of a so-called religious cult with a leader they call Jesus has had three of its followers arrested in the investigation of the murder of Sharon Tate and six others. Those arrested are two women and one man, and the Los Angeles police said they would ask murder indictments against several others. Five women are being held as material witnesses.
This is where they lived, among the stables, barns, and phony buildings of an old rundown movie location 20 miles from Los Angeles. They called themselves The Family. They came and went, and the number varied from 20 to 30. Police said they were a pseudo-religious cult. People who worked on the ranch said they were heavy users of drugs.
They were constantly taking dope and stealing cars, and they just sit around all day and sleep, and that's about it. And went around collecting garbage and had that for dinner and went to the store once in a while. And that was about it. They just slept and got loaded.
The family left the caves they'd been living in on the Spawn movie ranch in the early fall, after the Tate murders. Later, police raided the ranch and found stolen cars. The family set up another camp in the desert near Death Valley. Five members are now in jail on other charges in the desert town of Independence. The family's leader, Charles Manson, is jailed here. It is expected that he will be charged in the Tate murders. People who lived with Manson on the ranch and in the desert denied that they were a violent group.
We were just playing. That's what the whole thing is. That we were all we was doing out there was playing. You know.
Well, what kind of guy was Charlie?
He's a good person. A very good person. He's got a lot of peace.
Was he out there all the time?
I don't even know. You know, he'd take off over mountains and just like a deer. And he'd just wander around.
Was anybody stealing anything out there?
No, what sort of steal? We don't want to bother nobody. You know, all we want to do is get away from the city.
Police apparently got their break in the Tate case when this girl, Susan Atkins, a member of Manson's family, was arrested in another Los Angeles murder and talked to a cellmate about the Tate killings.
According to the police, and they have, in fact, shown me some evidence which indicates that they have a reason to believe that she may have been involved in both those other episodes, at least to some extent. I can say this much, though. She has at no time ever actually herself physically killed any person.
Are you saying she may have been present, though?
The police evidence has revealed to me would indicate that she was.
January 25th, 1971. Manson and his family are convicted. Manson was found guilty of murder and conspiracy to commit murder in January 1971. He and the three members of the family were sentenced to death. The next year, however, capital punishment was outlawed in California, and their sentences were reduced to life in prison. In a 1981 interview, Manson claimed he was unbothered by his initial sentencing. "Sometimes, I feel I am scared to live. Living is what scares me. Dying is easy. Getting up every day and going through this again and again is hard." Charles Manson was convicted of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. He was initially sentenced to death, but his sentence was commuted to life imprisonment when the death penalty was abolished in California. Manson passed away in prison. Susan Atkins was convicted of 8 counts of first-degree murder and initially sentenced to death. She passed away in prison. Patricia Krenwinkel was convicted of 7 counts of first-degree murder and initially sentenced to death. Tex Watson was convicted of 7 counts of first-degree murder and initially sentenced to death. However, his sentence was commuted to life imprisonment. He is currently serving his sentence at the Richard J. Donovan Correctional Facility. Leslie Van Houten was convicted of 2 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of conspiracy to commit murder. She was initially sentenced to death, but her sentence was commuted to life imprisonment when the death penalty was abolished in California. She is currently serving her sentence at the California Institution for Women. Manson was born to a 16-year-old girl and a man he would never know. After his mother was imprisoned for armed robbery, he lived with an aunt and uncle in West Virginia. Beginning at age 9, he spent much of his life in juvenile reformatories or in prison for crimes that included petty larceny, armed robbery, burglary, and auto theft. Manson was considered so thoroughly institutionalized by authorities that upon his 1967 release from a California prison, he asked the warden if he could stay.
Dumbass.
Instead, Manson migrated to Berkeley and then San Francisco.
Rice-a-roni.
The San Francisco dream.
Cities that became flooded with young people looking to embark on a new way of life. An older figure among the crowd, he amassed a small group of followers, almost entirely women, and, in 1968, headed along with several female followers to Los Angeles to pursue a music career, having learned to play the guitar in prison. The Manson family was a sex cult.
Hubba hubba!
Manson used sex as a tool to control his followers.
Tool.
And to recruit new members. He also believed that the Beatles song, Helter Skelter, contained hidden messages about a race war.
Yeah, whatever!
Which he believed was imminent.
Dumbass!
He convinced his followers,
dumbasses,
that they would be safe from the war if they retreated to the desert and waited for it to pass. Manson aspired to be a rock star. He believed that he was a musical genius.
Right, 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 right!
Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy.
God!
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Yeah!
Oh, come on!
And that his songs would become more popular than those of the Beatles.
I got this music in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright. 'Cause the player's gonna play, play, play.
He even managed to get a recording contract with a small record label. Tate and friends weren't the family's intended targets. Manson had originally targeted a record producer who had rejected him. But the house where Tate and her friends were staying was mistakenly identified as the producer's residence. The family committed other murders too. In addition to the Tate-LaBianca murders, the family was responsible for several other murders, including those of Gary Hinman and Donald Shaith. Manson was born without a name and his mother once sold him for a pint of beer. The Beatles rarely acknowledged Charles Manson, likely not to indulge him further or to bring any more significant association to the connection, or lack thereof, between them. John Lennon once described how the Beatles laughed at wild interpretations of their lyrics. But Charles Manson had three biological children, none of whom claimed his name. His oldest son, Charles Manson Jr., legally changed his name to Jay White and tried to distance himself from his father's infamous legacy. He eventually took his own life in 1993. Charles Luther Manson, Manson's second son, changed his name to J. Charles Warner and died of unknown causes in 2007. Valentine Michael Manson, Manson's youngest son, changed his name to Michael Brunner and took the maiden name of his mother, Mary Brunner. He was involved in a legal battle against his biological nephew, Jason Freeman, for the rights to his father's body. Was Manson ever married? Charles Manson was married twice. His first wife was Leona Stevens, whom he married in 1955 while he was still in prison. They divorced. Manson's second wife was Rosalie Willis. They had one child together, Charles Manson Jr., who later changed his name to Jay White. Manson and Willis divorced in 1963. Charles Manson was a musician and songwriter, but his music did not achieve mainstream popularity. However, some of his songs were covered by other artists. For example, the Beach Boys in 1968, but Manson was not credited for the song. Punk rock artist Gigi Allen covered Manson's song, Garbage Dump, in 1987. Charles Manson passed away on November 19, 2017. He died of natural causes at the age of 83 while serving a life sentence in California State Prison. Despite his notoriety, his death was relatively uneventful, and he left behind a legacy of violence and manipulation that continues to captivate public interest. Charles Manson underwent several psychological evaluations during his time in confinement. Psychiatrists and psychologists assessed him on multiple occasions, leading to a range of diagnoses. These evaluations took place while he was serving his life sentence in the California Department of Corrections. Here are some key points about Manson's psychological assessment. August 1997. Manson was transferred to Pelican Bay State Prison to serve a secure housing unit term for a serious rule infraction. During this period, a comprehensive psychological evaluation was conducted using various instruments. Manson received various diagnoses, including personality disorders and schizophrenia, undifferentiated type. His psychological profile was complex. First publication of psychological test data. The results of the 1997 evaluation, along with related test data, became publicly available only after Manson's death in 2017. Noted assessment professionals recently rescored and interpreted the MMPI-2 and Rorschach tests. These results shed light on his personality, psychopathology, and the question of psychosis. Sources: Britannica.com, ATV.com, TheFamousPeople.com, News.Sky.com, CBC.ca, People.com, Independent.co.uk, GetImage.com, Time.com, CBSNews.com, CrimeLibrary.org, RollingStone.com, PsychologyToday.com, NBCNews.com, GlobalNews.ca, AllThat'sInteresting.com, Oxygen.com, APNews.com, The-Independent.com, TheWrap.com, ABCNews.com, BBC.com, FoxNews.com, History.com, CBSNews.com, Newsweek.com, PsychologyToday.com, Oxygen.com, Deseret.com, TheFamilyNation.com, Oxygen.com, APNews.com, The-Independent.com, Express.co.uk, CrimeMuseum.org, CieloDrive.com, TheCinemaholic.com, Ranker.com, OneDeseret.com, NYDailyNews.com, Billboard.com, Newsweek.com, SmithsonianMag.com, TimesLib.co.za, TheZaka.com, GHGossip.com, YouTube.com. CheatSheet.com, Bing.com, AmericanSongwriter.com, Her.ie, People.HowStuffWorks.com.